Moed Katan, Perek Beis, Mishnah Dalet. The Mishnah here talks about the prohibition of buying certain things on Chol HaMoed. The Mishnah says, Ein lochim batim avadim ubehema. A person is not allowed to buy houses, not allowed to buy slaves or animals. Ela l'tzorech HaMoed. If he needs it for the Moed, if he needs it for Chol HaMoed, he's allowed to buy it. O l'tzorech HaMocher, she'en lo mayochel. Or the person who's selling it needs to make a livelihood, he has nothing to eat, and therefore he needs to sell it. So then, for those two reasons, one is allowed to buy these things. However, for no other reason whatsoever, if a person does not need those things for the Moed, he's not allowed to buy it on Chol HaMoed. The Mishnah continues, Ein mefanen mibayis labayis. A person is not allowed to empty, whether it's vessels or wheat, he is not allowed to clear it from one house in a chatzer to another house in a different chatzer. Aval mefanehu lechatzeru, but he is within the same chatzer, he's allowed to take from his house into the chatzer, or into a house in the chatzer. That's not considered as strenuous as bringing it from one house to the other. And since we're bringing it from one house to another house in a different chatzer is considered strenuous activity, it's prohibited on Chol HaMoed. Ein mvi'in kelim mibayis ha'uman, one who has given certain vessels or clothing to an expert to fix, and he's given it to him before the Moed, he's not allowed to bring those things home on Chol HaMoed. Some explain that the reason for the prohibition is because it's strenuous to have to schlep it all the way home. Or perhaps there's a concern that people will see him bringing those things home and they will think that those were delivered to the expert on Chol HaMoed to be fixed on Chol HaMoed. Either way, a person is not allowed to bring those things home. But the Mishnah continues that if he's concerned for them that something is going to happen, perhaps they'll get stolen. So then, mifanan lechatzer acheres, he is allowed to bring them to a different chatzer. He's just not allowed to bring them home. The Gemara explains that our Mishnah is talking about things that you do not need for tzorech hamoed. You do not need them for chol hamoed. But if you would need these things for tzorech hamoed, for chol hamoed, you'd be allowed to bring them even to your house. Mishnah Hay. Mechapin es haktzios bakash. If a person has figs which are drying on top of his roof or somewhere else, and you're drying the figs out in the field, so you're allowed to cover them with straw so that they won't get ruined from the rain. It's not considered too much of a tircha, or it's permissible because of loss. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Af Ma'abin. Rabbi Yehuda says that for loss here, you're allowed to even pile the figs one upon the other so that they protect each other. The upper ones will protect the bottom ones. So even that, though that's more strenuous, Rabbi Yehuda permits that. Mochre peros ktsus v'kelim. Mochre mitzina letzorech hamoed. People who sell fruits, who sell clothing, who sell vessels, all things which are necessary for the Moed. So you're allowed to open your store and sell them, but you have to sell a pitzina, which is explained to mean that you can't open up all the doors. You have to do it a little bit differently than normal. You have to close some of the doors so that it's not as public that you're selling these items. The Mishnah continues, Hatzayadin, the hunters, people who hunt birds and fish, Vahadashoshos, people who crush wheat in order to turn them into cereal, Vahagarosos, people who grind lentils, Osim Bitsina, Letzorech HaMoed, these people as well, they're allowed to do these activities for the purpose of the Moed, but they need to do it in a different type of fashion, in a less public fashion, and therefore people won't assume that these people are doing these activities for after the Moed. Rabbi Yossi Omer Hemech Miro Latzman. Rabbi Yossi says that these people, the Tzayadin and the Dashoshos and the Grosos, they would be machmir, they would be stringent, and they wouldn't even do these things on Chol HaMoed Bitzina. It wasn't enough for them to do a Bitzina. Even Bitzina they wouldn't do it, they would not partake in these activities at all.